Kyle Beaton, hey, Anaheim 2, main event 17th. Pretty good showing, huh?
Yeah, not bad. A lot better than my first Supercross experience. I didn't even make the night show, so we're walking away way ahead than that year, and can only get better from here on out. The good thing is I am walking away.
What did you think of the whole thing? I mean, you've been riding the Cowie track. You know you've been riding with some fast dudes, but a little different deal showing up here?
Yeah, a little bit. Just with everyone around, and just got to get used to riding with these guys again. I mean, in my qualifier, I got a great start. Got to give a shout-out to Frenchie at C4MX for that. And just got tense and just couldn't get it done in the main. Didn't get that start, and just struggled a bit. You know, I've only been training and riding for 3 weeks now since my last injury, which I had about 3.5 months off. So it's slowly coming back. I definitely have a lot of things to improve on, and we can only go forward, like I said. So.
And bad crash in practice. You burnt yourself.
Yeah, some guy decided to go left when you're supposed to go straight through the whoops, and I hit him and fell on his header pipe and burnt my back really bad. So Asterix did a good job there, fixed me up, but I got to go in on Monday and see the doctor and maybe get a skin graft, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. another one to the chopping board.
Hey, honestly, I watched your first two practices and I missed the third one. And you're nothing great, nothing to write home about. And then in this third one, which I didn't see, you're on top of the board in your practice. So what was the difference between the second and third practice?
Yeah, I was on top of the beast, I guess they call it, eh?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. First practice, I didn't get very far.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel Blair was down out there, so we couldn't jump that triple. Second practice was just flustered and wasn't worried about riding the track. And I don't know, went out in third practice, got a chat from Dean Wilson, my buddy there, and he's just like, it doesn't want to ride with me anymore if I keep riding the way I was. So I had to just balls up and go for all the rhythm sections and lay it down. So I managed to do it.
Yeah, like you were a totally different guy from last time I saw you in second practice to your heat race. I was like, oh, shit, the guy can ride. So good job on that. How'd the main event go? I wasn't really paying attention. Sorry.
I didn't get the start. I think I was sleeping a little bit there on the start, but just struggled. It's carnage on that first lap, and when you don't get that start, so when you don't start with those top guys and see what the pace is, it's hard to get that pace going, you know, and it's tight out there. I think this is one of the toughest tracks I think they've had this year, from what I hear.
Really, no, everybody I talk to, this is the toughest track. Yeah
really, really tight, and there's really no room to breathe, which, I mean, I was kind of pumped this year with a couple of the rounds being a little bit mellower and a little bit more space to breathe and take a little bit of a break, but I guess it can only get better from here, right?
But overall, I mean, 17th isn't great, but you're happy, right? It's a good night. You're glad you're here. You're glad you're racing.
Yeah, you know, first goal was to put it in the main event. Now, obviously, we're going into the San Diego. I can change that goal up a little bit and, you know, put it in the main event and go for top 15 or top 12. So, I mean, anything can happen, and just go back. I got a couple weeks to work hard and get these little bugs that I have worked out and go from there.
Well, hey, thanks for waiting around in this parking lot for this interview. DMX readers, thank you. Listeners, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's 2:00 in the morning already, so it took forever.
I had to talk to Timmy.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Who do you want to thank?
I'd like to thank Jay from Leading Edge. Frenchie from C4MX for the awesome motor, suspension, Thor, God, I don't even know the list that good yet, but everyone else, FMF, yeah, you got that, and everyone else at home, all the fans, you know, DMX for helping me out a little bit and making those shirts, so get out there and buy a shirt, and everyone just for staying positive and being pumped on how I did, and always sending me good messages on Facebook and Twitter and keeping me positive.
Let's not forget about everybody's favorite leprechaun.
Yeah, Patty O. He doesn't like that, though.
No, I know. That's all right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's why you do it.